Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
So please, just tell Megyn Kelly I'll call her back when I get a chance. Okay? Seriously, just take a message. Man, she's a pain.
You cannot get rid of her.
I was, you know, me, Alexander Rubian, Teresa Hubble, a couple other Patriots were on the Megyn file on, I think, Friday night.
Last Friday night.
On Fox News. I saw, what's-his-name come walking out. Sean Hannity just finished his show. And Ann Coulter was there. Man, she's tall, you know.
She's very tall.
But we were there to talk about a little panel after the debate, which we're posting on YouTube the whole hour. But it was a panel of 20 of us. And I got to speak three times, and one of my quotes they used all day Saturday for Fox and Friends as a quote talking about Carly Fiorina from Hewlett-Packard, who's running, because they asked our opinion on her. And I said, after I watched her on the debate, when she said she would call the Ayatollah up, and if he did, it doesn't matter if he didn't take my call, he'd know I was president or whatever. I said, my gut feeling, I said, she reminds me of a combination of Golda Meir, Margaret Thatcher, and Al Capone. And it went viral, and so Fox used it all day, and I got a few phone calls from Fox. They want me on a few other panels in the future, so it was kind of fun. They have a beautiful facility there. They treated us all really well. They had, you know, food and snacks and makeup and hair, and you know, nobody was doing manis or pedis, so I'm a little upset by that.
I can imagine.
We wanted to get into the gun issue, but we didn't have time. But I believe they're going to have us back.
Right?
Yeah, you know, Jen Kern set this up. She works in the media, yes. And well, she's not with NRA anymore, she's freelance. So I want to thank her, and it went really well. It was cool. I've been on TV before, so it's kind of fun. But it's amazing how you only get these couple of sound bites. You see, like, the judge was there, Judge DePiro.
Yeah.
You know, 20 minutes makeup. She goes on, says four things, and then you see her leaving. You know, it's like Ann Coulter,
right.
20 minutes makeup, 3 minutes on, and then says one thing and moves out. You know, it's amazing how it just keeps flowing. You know, you think it's this major production.
Everybody's hanging out. And,
correct.
You know, it doesn't work like that.
Yesterday I played with a new app, Sandy, and I want you to download it on your phone. Do you have a Twitter account?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called Periscope. Have you seen Periscope
yet?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I've heard of it.
I went on yesterday for like 7 minutes, and like 32 people signed on to watch me. Somebody called me a faggot. Somebody asked me if F-E-G-I-D. F-E-G-I-D. Faggot. They
Figget.
Called me.
Yeah, that's
somebody
good.
Asked me if I was.
Somebody needs spelling.
Somebody asked me if I was on that show, Pawn Stars. I guess I look like one of them. And then we did have a lot of followers that are Gun for Hire radio followers. They want us to Periscope the radio show. So I want you to download the app, play around with it, and look at it. And maybe we'll do it.
Oh,
you know,
I don't know.
Maybe we'll Periscope some segments or something. We'll see. You could only put the camera on one person, so we could just Periscope me if you want. I don't care.
That would be good.
But just take a look at it. It could be a distraction as well. So I want to thank everybody that went on the Fox show and everybody that supported us. And while we're talking about that, Sandy, can we get into Chris Christie right now?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So everybody that watched the debate, I think Chris Christie handled himself really well with Rand Paul.
I think he's a fat slob.
But I think he handled himself well, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he didn't stamp his feet. He shot back.
If you're going to compare Rand Paul to Chris Christie, it's like trying to compare a pile of dog crap in a street to somebody who's got a brain.
Okay, but I just like that he didn't flip out, right? And saying to Rand Paul, you know, making decisions in a committee and not being the governor is two different things. And while we're on that, Dave...
Except that the governor of New Jersey can't make any right decisions.
Yes. Dave Sofair had sent me an email. He says, it is true that governors do have executive experience that senators lack, but what's important is leadership.
Absolutely.
Believing in principles and using them to guide decision making.
Yep.
For example, Ted Cruz calling out Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor for lying about a deal on the XIM Bank. So
I
agree.
Staying that with was your belief Dave. And everything else, because we
Correct.
Do need a leader. We don't need
Correct.
Another big government, progressive, bureaucrat like Christie or like so many of them. And the problem is yes, just because you're I liken it back to the fact that neither one of us were CEOs before we started our companies.
Correct. And we grew into our jobs.
Yes. And had we worked for a big company and learned that big company speak and all the other bullshit that goes along with it, that's what kills an entrepreneur.
Paralysis through analysis.
Absolutely. Everything decision by committee. And we would have taken that with us. That's what worries me about hiring a governor as president.
Yeah, it's true. So, you know, Christie has been getting lambasted everywhere he goes about being soft on pro-gun issues. And I've had some meetings.
Because he's
some,
an anti-gun progressive.
Correct. I've had some insider meetings. But a nice Facebook rant started by Josh Sager and then Rhea Jerman, she also chimed in on this. I just want to go over some of the things that this Christie could do. Through executive fiat and through his attorney general. And number one
if
is
he was pro-gun.
If he was pro-gun, because he's getting a lot of heat now. Create a Second Amendment to state constitution and remove all exemption statutes allowing full rights to keep and bear arms.
He could do that.
He could do that. He could remove our firearm ID card scheme.
He could do that.
He could remove the one handgun a month scheme.
All by himself.
Yep. He could remove New Jersey State Police from NICS and deal directly with
NICS.
Federal NICS and not have
another layer in between. Yeah.
Correct.
Another bullshit layer
okay.
in between. Yeah.
He could remove ambiguity mm-hmm. for hollow point ammunition and allow it across the board. Especially
yeah.
retired
how about,
cops.
Yeah. How about just the safest ammunition to use in a highly populated area.
Correct. He could remove banned by name list of firearms. That's an easy one because he could state none of them have been used since the law was passed in 1992 to commit a crime.
Right.
He could remove the 15-round capacity limit and have no limits at all.
Correct. The way the rest of America has.
He could remove the manufacturer provision for people who wish to build their own firearms, like 80% lowers and stuff, like other states. He could remove the restriction for flash suppressors
mm-hmm.
because we confuse them with muzzle brakes all the time.
Serve no purpose whatsoever.
He could remove the restriction of collapsible stocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one.
He could remove
God forbid
the,
you should be able to adjust your stock for your wife or for yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Have it more dangerous.
Yeah, have it more dangerous. Yeah.
He could remove the two-feature ban on firearms such as semi-automatic shotguns, where if your gun has two evil features like a pistol grip and a flash suppressor,
ooh,
it's an assault weapon.
It's an assault
weapon.
Weapon.
Okay.
And if it's black,
oh, it's
man,
really
it's a
bad.
Real big
Sorry, Ainsley. The yes. black thing always comes up.
Always comes up.
He could create a shell issue CCW with no restrictions, mm. i.e., by changing justifiable need, like he just did for Carol Bound.
Yeah.
He changed it a little bit if you're a victim of violent crime.
Oh,
okay?
Right.
He
How
could,
about everybody then?
How about that? He also could allow free travel with firearms by redefining the no reasonable deviation.
Mm-hmm.
So you could stop the pee on your
yeah.
way to the range and not
right.
be a felon.
Or have a heart attack if you'd like.
Correct. He could remove duty to retreat and create a true castle doctrine.
Wow.
He
yeah,
could
there's something. You mean you don't have to hide in your closet and
correct.
Wait for the person to open a closet door?
He could establish reciprocity with other states so situations like Sheneen Allen don't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
He also could allow suppressors so we could shoot more comfortably without hearing
without
protection.
Without going deaf, yes.
Now, Rhea, she came in with, I would remove the restriction for school property. Parents shouldn't have to find a place to stash their carry gun when they pick up their kids from school. It's
Absolutely.
A massive inconvenience, yep. and other states allow permittees to at least keep their guns in their cars. He could make simple technical violations, for example, wandering into a gun-free zone by accident, disorderly persons offenses, and not second-degree crimes as they are now. No more mandatory minimums for these little things. The first offenses should be small fine and or community service.
And that's an instance just happened we're going to talk about later.
Yep. Actual crimes committed with firearms are not, such as armed robbery, should attract the full heavy hand of the law.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. With, that know, makes, there's, quote, and I'm using air quotes, common sense gun laws.
This one could be tough, Rhea. She said, simplify the process for ranges and gun shops to open in the state. Prohibit towns from banning or roadblocking them unfairly, i.e. the mayor doesn't want a gun shop in town.
Yeah, that's
a tangled political wave, but yeah. I like it. allow carry in a motor vehicle owned, rented, or leased to you by as an extension in your home. This is without a permit. Recognize permitless open carry as a constitutional right. Oof. And fund gun safety and rifle shooting teams in public schools and support the Eddie Eagle gun safety
program. Oh, you mean the way
program.
It used to be when we were kids?
Yes. That, wow. These are things that Christie could have done in the past 6 years. And 80% of this, he could do it on his bully pulpit and justify it.
Right.
Again,
right.
I'm taking these banned by named guns off the list because none have been used since 1992 in crime. So all we're doing is penalizing law-abiding citizens.
Right. Or just making regulations that are meaningless.
Correct.
Ooh, but we like to do that.
Correct. And all of this could have been done by him, and he's done zero, except he's changed the language for Carol Bowne's case, and he has vetoed some bills for us. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot more he could have
always
done.
And what concessions did he make in order to veto those bills? And it was just a quid pro quo with the Democrat Party, because Christie really could be a Democrat if he wanted.
He might run. He should run as a Democrat.
He probably should.
I've said that before.
Yeah, because he would get elected again by these idiots. We're coming back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars, events for up to 70 people in beautiful Montville, New Jersey, about 8 miles from the range here. We lease a 1,600 square foot space from Ron Sousa for our accounting and payables, receivables, and everything. Ron Sousa is a strong supporter of our cause. He volunteers for everything. He was at Recall Sweeney event. Don't forget that, too, recallsweeney.com. We still need your support. But Montville Office or Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. You know, we have this fundraiser wrestling coming up for Bill Fearon August 29th. And Ron Sousa is another $250 sponsor. Mike Del Greco from his home inspection company is another $250 sponsor. I mean, I posted on Facebook, and we got last week, I listed 4 people. Now we got 2 more, which was pretty cool.
That's excellent.
Yeah, August 29th, it's a Saturday night from 7 till 9 or 10 p.m., and afterwards we're going to Blackjack Mulligan's. I donated a gold membership They're going to raffle it off there that night.
Great. Yeah,
and Blackjack Mulligans. If anybody wants to donate any products or services, go on the website fundraiserwrestling.com or Facebook Fundraiser Wrestling. And again, tickets are a whopping $10 a piece. And this is to support Adam Benet, a firefighter, and Trooper Bill Fearon. Bill was here last night. He's looking really good. He's in good spirits and everything.
Excellent.
So I just pumped Montville Executive Suites, RecallSweeney.com, and FundraiserWrestling.com. But I know I can rely on all of our listeners and all of our supporters for these things. The last thing I want to talk about is go online and buy your tickets for the SAFE conference, the first 2A conference in New Jersey. NJSAFE.net is the website. It will be safecon.net. It will be at Cumberland County College in Vineland, October 3rd from 10 to 6. ANJRPC will be there. RTSP will be there. Bullet Hole will be there. Gun for Hire will be there. FSS will be there. Dan Schmutter speaking. Evan Knappen speaking. Scott Bach speaking. Ainsley speaking. Shanine Allen. Keith Pantaleone. Stefan Josie. Everybody who's been friggin' arrested in the state.
Yeah.
And Knappen invited Christie. And we're waiting to see what happens.
If his handlers will let him come.
We'll
wait to see if his handlers will let him come.
This is going to blow up, I'm telling you. So it's the NJSafeCon.net, October 3rd, Cumberland County College. I'm going to be there all day. We're going to have a great time.
Are we going to be broadcasting live from down there?
I believe we are. We haven't firmed it up yet, but why not? Why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know, maybe we'll go down.
Got to bring get a hold of our road engineer.
F him. I'm sorry. Yes, you're absolutely right. All right, and I guess the last thing I'll get off
after
this segment.
The event.
October 3rd is our Spartan race. Shirts were ordered already. We had to order 16 shirts that say Anthony's Bitch on the back.
Nice.
And we ordered 92 shirts that have everybody's proper name on the back.
Oh.
Largest team in the state of New Jersey ever. We have 108 people.
Totally cool.
It should really make a nice
starting kickoff. Huh?
Yes. Do you want to talk about this concealing gun article?
No, you can talk about it.
This is on NJ.com.
Scary.
Should concealing a gun lead to a psychiatric evaluation?
Well, New Jersey Dems think it should.
Rockaway Township. A Morris County attorney who represents many gun owners feels a proposal to make psychological evaluations mandatory for people accused of carrying concealed weapons in public is unnecessary. So this happened because they busted some guy that was carrying two handguns and hollow point bullets in his backpack. Listen, if he was carrying those with criminal intent or unlawfully, then he should be tried
absolutely
to the full extent of the law.
But he happened to make a slight deviation on his way home.
Yes.
And walk through the gym. So, that's probably not a good idea.
So
he needs a psychiatric evaluation for that.
Yes. And the attorney said it would be a completely new addition to what is one of the nation's toughest gun laws already. Okay. And he wasn't was he carrying the gun loaded? They didn't say anywhere that he was carrying the gun loaded.
Nope.
All right.
And guns and the magazines, whatever, you know, everything was just in his backpack.
Correct. It says, although a psychological evaluation is not required, the applicant must say whether he has a history of treatment for mental illness and must list three references. They do check on all those items. The state has a very strict coming and going law, Troutman says. We know this. And no unnecessary deviations.
Right.
But the article completely is confusing carrying a gun with possessing and transporting a gun.
Correct.
This is what scares me. And this attorney, the wording should be better.
The attorney, when I read it, the attorney sounds like a buffoon who really doesn't know what he's talking about, which brings me back to always using the best you possibly can. Can you imagine Knappen being quoted that way?
No.
It would never happen. Knappen can recite chapter and verse. This guy kind of seems to me like he does real estate closing mostly, and then maybe a couple of wills and trusts, and then does, you know, gun cases.
Correct.
On the side.
I think that this guy that was busted was just a stupid move.
Stupid, yeah. Well, he was ignorant. He approached New Jersey gun laws with, and I'm using air quotes here again, common sense principles.
Correct.
So a reasonable, normal human being would believe that it's okay for me to come from the range to my home via whatever path I decide to take.
Correct.
No, not in New Jersey.
You know, it says here that his lawyer is unaware of any states that have a mandatory psychological evaluation for weapons carrying cases, but he pointed out that a judge may require one if he or she feels it necessary, all right, especially if they've had mental illness history or witnesses that said something. But they're going to make it a law now. In New Jersey, they'll make it a law to possess them, I'm sure. Let me see.
Because they can, because we do not have a Second Amendment in the state of New Jersey.
Sure. And then he talks about a Second Amendment issue affecting gun rights, but is more a common sense approach. This is more about public safety. If someone showed
That's
up right outside a movie theater,
yeah,
Mayor Dowery.
What is that, Randolph?
Randolph, yes. A three-day or a daycare center with a gun, it would raise suspicion that it's not normal. Well, it's normal in 44 other states where you legally
Everywhere else, you
can
just walk into a daycare center or whatever, as long as you're not going to walk in and shoot people up.
Correct.
And to walk by a movie theater with a concealed carry weapon and a permit is not normal. That is abnormal. It's an aberrant thing.
Correct. But this is Jersey's response to constantly penalizing law-abiding citizens while the criminals just keep getting released. You see,
and look
people-
at the mindset of the mayor, though. The mindset of the mayor is this is abnormal. This guy's a psychopath for even walking, for having a gun, which is the way most people in New Jersey think.
We're all crazies.
Yes, exactly. This is why nothing ever gets changed in New Jersey.
Let's talk about Cornyn's bill when we come back.
Yes.
How do you say it? For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Are we back?
Yes, we are.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Dr. Eric owns Waldorf Family Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or someone you know needs chiropractic care or want to improve their shooting, stability, and balance, check out WaldorfChiropractic.com or Waldorf Family Chiropractic on Facebook. Again, support those who support us. If you don't live within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, refer friends and family or just send the doc a note and thank him for his support. He also published a book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You, and I highly recommend that you check it out. So, again, thank you, Doc. So, how do you say this guy's name?
Cornyn.
Cornyn, bill on gun safety, mental health worth a full hearing. So this senator is backed by the NRA. He's an A-plus rating.
From Texas.
Yes, and it would increase the efficiency of the federal background system on gun buyers while helping individuals suffering mental illness find treatment more easily rather than spiraling out of control and possibly resorting to gun violence. But the unique alliance gathering behind his bill, the NRA, National Alliance on Mental Illness, as well as law enforcement groups, demands this legislation get a full hearing from both lawmakers and the public. I would love to see this in a full hearing.
Yeah, it'll never make a full hearing.
No, it's not. But, you know, this is, again, from the Mad Max Nashville movie theater shooting where it's coming from, because we're finding more and more guns are being purchased where nothing's being reported. Our federal government falls on its face. Mm. They pass these laws, but then nobody reports the mental illness, and the person gets the gun anyway.
Well, let's go back to the Mad Max thing, because let's remind everybody that although the media spread all the implications that this guy used a firearm, he had an airsoft gun.
Correct.
He did his damage with a can of pepper spray and a hatchet.
He's a copycat because I'm the hatchet guy.
That's right. And you have a real hatchet and know how to use it, where this idiot didn't.
I'm trained. I carry a Winkler axe.
Right. That's very true.
Uh-huh. Yes, I can cut a car in half with that shit.
You probably could. It's a coconut buster. Yes. But it's a perfect example of how the media distorts facts, right? And now all of a sudden we hear gunman, shooter. It is demonizing the gun. And we have ourselves to blame for this on our side, because we never stand up to the media and say, whoa, wait a minute. This guy had a hatchet. So why didn't you call him a hatchet man?
Again, that's my line, but go ahead.
Yeah, but or a mace man. He did not have a gun. He had a toy.
Correct.
But yet, even British papers are reporting it as reporting him as a shooter and the item as a gunman.
But here's what we deal with all the time. Government passes laws, and because it's so big, fat, and bloated, they don't follow it anyway.
Right.
And even though he had an airsoft gun, Nashville, they did a performance audit, and they found that the Tennessee court system didn't fully comply with the 2013 state law designed to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals with mental illness anyway.
Oh, my God. Bureaucrats not doing a good job?
So they found that clerks were forwarding information to the state's administrative offices of the courts to file for them. They were sending them to the wrong office. They were sending the mental health requests to the wrong office. The wrong office was getting them. They didn't know what to do with them. They were filing them. So people with mental deficiencies were getting their guns.
Of course.
Because if you get a piece of paper and you don't know what to do with it, you don't ask. You just put it in a file.
Right. Because you're a bureaucrat.
Correct. That's what's this? I don't know. Will you tell me?
Welcome to healthcare of the future.
Put it in that file with a question mark on it.
What's his test result? Cancer schmancer.
And you got a guy walking around that got a gun that shouldn't get a gun. Now, we're not talking about the movie theater guy, but this is one state, and we're not talking about an overpopulated state like New Jersey or California or New York.
Right. This is Tennessee, where they have some brain.
Okay, so if you go back to the senator's bill, if we had an electronic system like our NICS that tied into mental health. But Santa, you're a doctor. Who reports the mental health stuff? If you don't go into a cuckoo house, voluntary or involuntary, who's going to report it?
You would have to have a mandatory reporting system for the physician. Now, the physician...
But that's illegal, no?
Yeah. Well, here's the issue. If you're going to a psychiatrist and the psychiatrist, in his or her opinion, feels that you're a danger to yourself or to other people, they're required to say something.
I had a doctor here, a psychiatrist here one day, tell me that the normal thing is if you tell me you're going to hurt yourself or you're going to hurt someone else, I'm supposed to report it.
Right. And I'm supposed to maybe take an action like have you committed or
But like if Joe Smith came in and said, I'm really depressed, I lost my job, I feel like smashing my car into a tree or something, that's not enough?
No, here's the
slip. Because people have all felt that way. Yes. We all go through different stages in
absolutely.
Our life.
Yeah, you're going through shit and you go through shit. Here's the issue I have with this, and it's a very slippery slope. Physicians all over the country right now are being mandated to go onto an electronic reporting system. So everything you tell your doctor and everything he types into his little laptop computer is now available for examination by the Internal Revenue Service because it falls under Obamacare.
Oh, nice.
So now let's take the list. I look at this and I get a little squirrely thinking that if I was diabolical, what I might do would use this particular reporting system as a backdoor ban on guns and gun owners, such as has already been done with our returning servicemen and women who are coming back.
They're all
and,
terrorists now.
Yes.
Potential terrorists.
Well, they're being told by the people at the VA, you know what, you should report yourself as having PTSD because this way you're going to be eligible for more and more benefits. Well, as soon as they report themselves as being upset or having signs of PTSD, what happens automatically? They're disqualified as firearms owners. So their guns are being removed systematically from that group. Now let's take another group and suppose that you have people who are taking any type of psychotropic medication or any type of or Ambien to help them sleep, or whatever drug I want to classify as a drug to treat an emotional illness, and whether you or anyone else in your family is having it, I now have access to every conceivable prescription that's ever been written for everybody in your family. So now I arbitrarily come in and say, you know what? No one in that family, there's mental illness in that family. There are potentials in that family. So I'm going to remove all firearms from that. That's what I see as being a possible slippery slope. It's already being done now with, VA. It's already being done where the federal government has control over certain groups and
yes.
populations. So what, a reasonable person might assume that this is a trend and that they would want to continue it. So that's the.
It's going to get tighter and tougher and tighter and tougher. But you're right. We had, after we had Dr. Pirelli on the show, it's a definitely slippery slope on where you stop. And what if the doctor is not a gun person, and
yes,
the person
exactly.
says, "Well, yeah. I don't.
It's his
I don't
opinion
feel
or her
right,
opinion.
Doc." And I'm feeling a little tired, and I'm feeling a little this. I'm feeling a little.
Are you a firearms owner, Mr. Calandro? Yeah, that is an issue. You've got pediatricians right now asking the Academy of Pediatrics is telling their members to ask and to counsel on firearms. I don't want my pediatrician counseling me on firearms unless he or she is a firearms owner and maybe an NRA certified instructor.
I don't have a lot of phobias, and I'm pretty much a lover in this world. But I'm watching the news this morning and. California is paying for the first general gender reassignment surgery for someone who's serving life in prison for murder.
Oh, perfect.
Because the doctors say it's a medical condition, so it's covered under the Constitution.
I mean, we're living in a world that is completely ass backwards right now.
I mean,
and I think you're starting to see it. You're starting to see people finally starting to react to this to a point where, and I think we have Barack Obama to thank for this because it's a wild, it's like Mr. Toad's wild ride.
I mean,
right
why now. Should me as a taxpayer have to pay for a murderer's gender reassignment?
Who's
I shouldn't have to pay for the root canal.
Yeah, exactly.
So people don't get the wrong impression. I shouldn't have to pay for the root canal. I shouldn't have to pay for their college education. Okay, we're talking about a murderer serving life in prison. You want to talk, if you tier the prisoners, if you have prisoners that are still in a rehabilitative stage, first offenders, which means first time you got caught, as my father taught me when I was 13
years old.
Right. But minor crimes or something, I have no problem with teaching them how to fill out a resume, how to fill out an envelope, how to write a check, how to have a job interview. I have no problem with that. But you're not going to take a hardened murdering scumbag. We shouldn't have to do a root canal. We shouldn't have to.
To get gender reassignment surgery.
Or gender reassignment surgery.
So he's the most
surgery.
Popular guy on the...
Seriously, we shouldn't have
to
pay for that.
Now, what do we do? Do we then move him after the gender reassignment surgery? Now, do we have to move him to a women's prison?
Yes, a woman's prison. And that's another thing they were saying. So this is going to start a slippery slope. This is going to be the first one in California. Oh. There's going to be 100,000 more. Every other state is going to jump on it.
Newsflash, we're broke. We are broke. Yes. How much more can they pile on our backs as taxpayers? We are broke. I am sick and tired of passing roads as I'm coming here. I have an hour and a half, 2 hour commute to get to the studio. And I am sick and tired of seeing everything in the world being repaved that doesn't need to be repaved.
Correct.
The only people making money in this economy right now are politicians and government contractors.
Yep.
And because they're on opposite ends of the friggin' graph going back
Correct.
And forth, you and I have it piled on top of us, and every single one of our listeners are in the same boat.
Correct.
We are tired of it.
But I shouldn't have to pay for air conditioning in a prison.
No.
shouldn't have to pay for... I'm going across the board. Anybody wants to do what they want to do, that's fine. But I'm not paying for it. But
and we're paying
still
for
pay
our
for
rights
it.
To be stripped away as
Correct.
Firearms owners
Correct.
By the same people. Coming back after this. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLYGUN training.com.
Jose
Morales.
Chicharrones Morales.
The man. He's been helping us out in the backdoor scenes of the Gun for Hire radio show for 5 years now. NRA training counselor, instructor, lipstick bodyguard instructor, has a beautiful location. Where, Sandy?
935 Spring Garden in Philadelphia.
Let me tell you something. We had a husband and wife come from Alaska visit the range last year because they listened to Gunfire Radio.
Jose ran into him.
And Jose ran into him at an IUB class or something. What's their names again? Smith or something?
Todd and Tammy Smith.
Todd and Tammy Smith. From where?
So, big shout out from Alaska. Gunstart.com is the name of their organization.
What is it?
Gunstart.com.
Gunstart.com. Thank you guys for being loyal followers and supporters. We really, really appreciate it.
And we're sorry you had to be subjected to Jose.
Yes, but that's okay. Jose is the man. But support Philly Gun Training. If you need to get any training, if you need to get any permits or any help with any permits, please check out PhillyGunTraining.com. Now, I know there's times we hear a lot of crap from people. What has the NRA done for New Jersey? And you know how I talk about how the big picture, they're the 800-pound gorilla.
Right.
And they also...
We're hard on the NRA because we love the NRA.
Correct.
And we want them to remain strong, but we're not going to be
kiss
the
anybody's
sycophants.
Ass.
Right, exactly.
Correct. And I'm not kissing anybody's ass because I answer to no one, and
right.
we report to no one. And you see, I support all groups. I'm talking about this Second Amendment conference that's going to happen October 3rd. I'm talking about the bullet hole in RTSP.
Right.
They could be perceived as competitors of mine, but I don't believe in that. We're
all in this together. Yep, absolutely.
Okay? And I'm not going to succeed by knocking somebody else.
Exactly.
That doesn't
right.
work that no. way. Because if somebody, once we get Sweeney or Fool up as a governor or something, we're all going to go down together. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're going to hang us all.
Now, I'm in the an apple seed program. I contribute X amount of dollars a year to the NRA, and it's the NRA Civil Rights Defense Fund that I donate through under the Institute for Legislative Action, ILA. I've done my planning where the NRA is in my will.
Your estate planning, yeah.
Yes, I have done estate planning and everything. So don't think I'm just here to bitch to the NRA. But when they do something wrong, I will hold their feet to the fire because I don't give a shit.
Right.
Okay? So I get an annual report, and it shows all the cases that they funded. Now, I've said before, I've gone with Schmutter, Knappen, and Scott Bach to the committee meetings where, for lack of a better term, we beg for money, but we're not. But what we have is we have lawyers from 50 states, civil rights lawyers, that go before the committee. And let's say the committee has $3 million, and they get $6 million in requests. Well, the first thing they do is they go through all the cases, and almost every one of them are like lawyers or retired lawyers that were civil rights lawyers as well.
Right.
Some of them have to recuse themselves from the committee because there's a case that they're working on that they're looking for funding. So I've gone down there. So what happens is sometimes we'll get 50 cents on a dollar. Sometimes if the case is really good, we get 70 or 80 cents on a dollar. So the NRA does this, but they do a horrible job of letting people know they funded these cases.
Right.
So when I see people and they say, oh, I won't send my $35 in anymore and I won't do this because the NRA doesn't do shit for New Jersey. Believe me, I know advertising-wise and legislative-wise, we need to do more than just Darren Goins and Scott Bach. I understand that the NRA needs to take an issue and F and run with it in New Jersey.
Right.
And they'll get a quarter of a million members and supporters. So, but you could be a $25 or $35 a year member of the NRA, and you could fund the NRA Civil Rights Defense Fund, which is tax deductible, by the way.
Right.
And you can send a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars, depending on what you want, and it's tax shelter, basically. Rather than give it to the IRS to support people who are going to burn the city of Ferguson down.
Exactly. Or to take your rights away, take that same money that would normally go to the government that is going to enact even more egregious gun policy and send it to the NRA Civil Rights Defense.
Correct. And William Daley, the chairman of the Civil Rights Defense Fund, is a great guy. I've spoken to him many times. And these guys, they fund Supreme Court cases, you know, and the whole bit. And let me tell you something. You have some who's who on this committee. And again, these guys don't get paid for this. This is all volunteer. But they have – I want to read off some of the cases in New Jersey. We have a little time, right?
Yep.
You
couple
sure?
minutes.
Positive?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see something. I just want to see if they show the federal cases because I already dog-eared well, let me talk about New Jersey first. Here's some New Jersey cases, and some of these might be familiar to you guys. Keith Pantaleone was funded by the NRA, Civil Rights Defense Fund. That's why I put it. And this case goes back to 2013, and we all know Knappen got all the charges dismissed.
Right.
Richard Pascal, this is issue whether New York relief from a felony disability has to be honored in New Jersey. There is a helpful case from PA, which is provided to Mr. Pascal's lawyer. But anyway, they would deny him a pistol permit for something that happened 30 years earlier that he had expunged. The NRA funded it. Richard Pantano, remember that case?
Mm-hmm.
We got it before the Supreme Court, and it was knocked down. The NRA funded that case big time. Another guy, Zagamut Krabazak, he submitted an application
probably
for a firearm ID card.
Name. Yeah.
Yep. And he complied with all the requirements. He is not prohibited by state or federal law to acquire firearms. However, the locality wanted him to fill out an additional municipal form. This is another guy like Fatty and stuff who said, I'm not filling out this additional form.
Right.
Okay. We won that decision. The NRA funded that, all right? Another one we got knocked down. This was the one Knappen had that now we have the appellate court decision where they can't ask
which
for
is the important
paperwork.
Part of all this is
correct.
That once you're filing legal precedent in the state, now another attorney can come back and cite that precedent. So
correct.
The court has to decide.
Correct. The Salem County Sportsman's Range was being shut down in Pittsgrove. The United Sportsmen's Association, and the NRA funded that, and the club's trial brief was submitted, and that's still going on in court right now. So the NRA is helping to keep a range open down in Salem County, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Another case is Hi Kim. His defense counsel informed in a letter that Mr. Kim has a Georgia license carry pistol. The charging documents reveal his address is Lawrenceville, Georgia. He was arrested in a hotel in New Jersey after a noise complaint. He arrived, the security arrived and saw in plain sight ammunition and a pistol from under the bed. He was charged with possessing a pistol without a New Jersey permit. How many times has this happened? Because we can't get national reciprocity.
Right.
Okay. We helped fund this case, and the prosecutor agreed for Mr. Kim to enter into a pretrial intervention program. This will result in the dismissal of the charges after the completion of the program. He will not have any record. He will not have an arrest record. He will not have a felony record. He will not have a possession record or anything. He'll do 6 months to a year of PTI, and that's it. It'll be cleared up. The NRA funded that. Another case, son of a bitch, Jeremy Perez, was a member of my range here. Won his case, got all his shit done, and then moved to Georgia, okay? Which, because he's probably beat up.
Right.
But Jeremy,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love you. I know you listen to the show. He was denied a firearms ID card for alleging to failure to cooperate with Patterson's investigation because they wanted him to submit additional paperwork and questions. And he said, you know what? I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not doing it. Like McGovern in Jersey City, like Perez, like Fatty, who comes here, was a member of the range in Hamilton. Right. These guys said, I'm not doing it. Well, the NRA gave Knappen money, and we won that case, too. And again, this case led up to the appellate court division.
Right.
Once Knappen got the third decision, now we're using it as leverage for Operation Strike Force.
Right.
And if you don't think Scott Bach is tiptoeing behind all of these cases with Evan Knappen and Dan Schmutter and Frank Pisano and every other 2A lawyer in this state, boy, I got a bridge for sale.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because all of this is a plan where we're trying to eat the elephant one bite at a time.
That's right.
Okay? So there's another case. We got another one. Eric Swalick. Counsel informed in a letter, Mr. Swalick is charged New Jersey law possession an AR-15 in a large capacity magazine and possessing a pistol. That is being funded right now. We got Michael Diaz, a U.S. Marine, Robert Drudgy, James Meinhardt. All of these guys are being funded by the NRA. So Civil Rights Defense Fund, ladies and gentlemen. The NRA is there.
It does work.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And if you want to continue to support this sausage factory, you too can do your part. You can get a beautiful I Will Not Comply t-shirt. They are, I don't know how much they are. How much are they? Like 25 bucks or something like that. And most of the proceeds comes directly to us to help fund this show. You can get them by going to gunforhire.com/store. And I think there's a link on the Gun for Hire radio site.
Yes, right now.
Okay. And they're available men and women, sizes small to 5X Fat Bastard for men.
Yes.
And small to, I think, like 3X or something like that for women.
For thick women.
Yes.
Thick. You know, remember, guys, RecallSweeney.com is still active. FundraiserWrestling.com. It's going to be a lot of fun August 20th. I'm telling you, I might end up in the ring. If my back's not bothering me, I'm not kidding,
dude,
Sandy. I'm not kidding.
You're too old for this
I just want to have some fun. I think what these guys are
you're
doing
not
great.
Wrestle, are you?
I think what these guys are doing great. I just want to have fun.
They really are doing it. Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
So we got a member of the range, George Oshevsky. He phonetically pronounced it for me. Okay?
I guarantee
George
you he screwed it up anyway.
Oshevsky. Okay. George Oshevsky. Anthony and Sandy, between Anthony dropping the weight equivalent of Justin Bieber and the... I think I dropped more than Justin Bieber.
I think you did drop
I
more
lost than, 175
a couple,
pounds.
That's a couple of Justin Biebers, yeah.
And the recent preparation class that got me thinking, you can stockpile all the guns, ammo, and MREs you can, but if you're out of shape and can't walk 20 feet without huffing and puffing like the last dinosaur... You're not going to be able to defend yourself well, much less be able to survive a shit-hits-the-fan scenario. Getting into better shape should be just as important as making sure you have a 72-hour bag. If you're in shape, you're more resistant to diseases, have a higher energy level, and you won't be as easy to injure out in the bush. I know you know this, and I'm sure your nurse will remind you as well. Yes, she kicks my ass. This fact is getting my ass motivated as well, and seeing your success in the weight loss and boxing pics on Facebook. Keep up the great work. Listen, I can tell you, like anybody else, before I had gastric sleeve surgery, I was 409 pounds. The day of my surgery, I was 382 pounds. 382 pounds. This morning, I was 216 pounds when I got on the scale. So
and you do feel different.
I feel like iron. I post that. I post all these pics on Instagram and Facebook because it motivates me and it motivates everybody else. Anything you can do to get healthier. Listen, if you got to, I go hiking with Kelly every weekend. I carry a 20-pound pack.
Mm.
All right. 10 pounds is stuff that Kevin Rader told me I have to have in the pack. 10 pounds is stuff I don't need in the pack.
See, he's explaining, when Kevin told you that, he was explaining the type of pack that you need if you're going like in the woods.
Correct.
You walk from the parking lot through the park. And that's not a yep. rare, I mean, you can't really get that lost.
Can I tell you something?
We're
walking
kid.
Rifle Camp Park. It's a 3.5 mile Blaze Trail and a mile and a half Blaze Trail. And then we walk Garrett Mountain because it's close to the range. It's close to where the hotel that I live in. But let me tell you something. You need it because it's easy to get off the trail.
Oh, yeah.
And lose your bearings. So, yes, 10 pounds is stuff that Kevin recommended.
But dude, if you get lost in Garrett Park, Garrett Mountain Park, I mean, you could just.
The other 10 pounds is like it's necessities, like Jiffy Pop.
Well, that's important. This is important. We need to have snacks.
Because there's no microwaves.
No, this is right. You need to have snacks.
But, George, I agree with you. I go hiking every weekend. You're right, less susceptible to diseases, less easily injured. I was walking with a cane when I was 400 pounds. I was also mentally miserable. I had so much shit going on in my life, but I got rid of all of that. You know, all the shit birds are gone, and I got a tight circle around me. But you're absolutely right. I eat a lot cleaner. You see my pictures. People say, damn, how do you lose weight? What, you're posting all these pictures. I post pictures of seafood and grilled meats. You know, when the server comes to the table, I tell them, take the bread away.
Yeah.
Because I have no self-control. Yeah. I'm weak.
I'm weak.
And admit it. Take bread away, you know. So there are things that you can do, and you're absolutely right. Helder Gomes from Natural Fitness Training talks about putting that pack on and keeping it all the time, your go-ruck with you. Mm-hmm. Look what's going on, what happened in Ferguson again. You have to have a bug-out bag.
Yep,
but,
absolutely.
George, you're right. What if you can't carry the friggin' bug-out bag?
You can have it in the trunk of your car, but what if you have to abandon that car and you've got to get that pack and take it somewhere, and maybe it's not a paved road.
Correct.
I mean, you need the stamina to be able to do that.
So I've learned a lot. I've learned when I go hiking, there's muscles that you use in your ankles and knees that you've never used before.
Right.
And you guys, I'm a gym rat for the past 17 months, and I was sore.
But
the
you
first
don't
time I
exercise
went
those particular muscles unless you're using them in the field.
Correct. And you're also walking differently with a 20-pound pack on your back.
Yeah, over uneven terrain.
Correct.
It's not a treadmill.
Correct. Up and down. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, guys and girls that are listening, anything you can do, and Sandy, you're a doctor, but walking. It's the easiest thing in the world to
do. Simple things.
I walk 3 to 5 miles almost every morning with Winston. Almost every morning, 3 to 5 miles, unless the weather's crappy. All right? 3 to 5 miles. Then I go to the gym. Then now I've increased it because I've got my body weight and my body fat down lower. I can box now. But even that, my trainer has me go through the rope ladder. He has me jumping rope. I get winded. I jump rope. I could go about 40 times and I can't breathe. All right. You know, these guys that are physically fit and could do it 200 times. The other thing, George, what happens, you know, the shit hits the fan like Hurricane Sandy and get a heart attack.
Right.
You know, Hurricane Katrina, 10-year anniversary is right around the corner.
That's right. It is.
By the way. And, you know, anything can happen. So you should get healthier.
Anything. I mean,
and train.
And it is going to happen. We're just going to say that. It is going to happen. You don't have to be a clairvoyant to figure this out. Between ISIS coming across the borders, natural disasters, all these things that have potential of happening, it's better to be in shape. And you don't have to run to the gym and do it all at the same time. The key to this is starting short-term goals.
Correct.
Like you said, if you're jumping 40 hops on a rope. Tomorrow, if you do 41, that's progress in the right direction. Getting up and walking. I do a lot of stuff even at home because I work a lot from home now, and I've got a recording studio built right into my home, and I do have a bathroom in there. But every time I get up to pee, I walk to the furthest bathroom in the house just to put a little bit of exercise.
See, I'm lazy. I don't do that. But I'll tell you what. I park real far away when
right.
I go shopping.
Sure, simple things.
All right. I don't take elevators unless it's over the fifth or sixth floor because I still have a little bit of a knee problem where I had the torn meniscus when I was walking
right.
with
and
a cane.
You had a bad hip too. As
you
a
know,
kid.
But I'll tell you what, I walk. You know, I live in a hotel. I live in the fourth floor. I use the stairs to walk the dog. I use the stairs to go up and down the garage. This morning I had bags packed to go somewhere. I took the elevator down because I didn't feel like bouncing it down all the stairs,
right,
you know.
Sure.
But a little bit here, a little bit there. Mm-hmm. I used to get a green tea lemonade from Starbucks, the one that says Pro Gun. When you order that sweet, a 30-ouncer, they put 7 pumps of simple syrup in it. So the first time I got it, I couldn't believe how sweet it was. So the next time I went, I got it half sweet. Now I get it with 1 pump of Classic. There's so many little lifestyle things you can do.
Sure.
Eating healthier, eating clean. Let's face it, us gun guys and girls, eating more paleo, eating more like a caveman would eat. By eating natural grains and eating
brontosaurus burgers.
If you can get one. You know, you want the food processed as little as possible.
Yeah.
You know, you want it basically your protein off of the animal onto a grill and not to go through McDonald's or Burger King as it comes around.
With the additives. And
correct. Yeah, you really want that. And, you know, eating vegetables. And I eat a salad a day.
And
now.
Watch what your food eats, too. I mean, if
correct.
One of the biggest problems they have with beef is E. coli poisoning. Well, E. coli poisoning comes from feeding cows corn. Cows are not meant to digest corn. They're meant to graze on grass. So if you can get grass-fed beef, it's a whole lot better for you. It tastes better. You'll find it like it from producers out in the Midwest. And you'll also eliminate some of the possibilities of E. coli poisoning.
Correct. Correct. That's so true. So that's what I've done with my life. And Winston lost a pound, too, and he's only 46 pounds.
You can even get those Fitbits, like you've got an Apple Watch, but the Fitbit, just to keep little track, make it a game.
I only use the Apple Watch for the gym, but the Fitbit, let me tell you something, the Fitbit, Jimmy wears it 24-7. Jimmy lost 172 pounds as well. The Fitbit is a great tool.
Yeah, make it a game. Have fun with it.
You know, if you think you're out of shape, take one of our urban classes and see how out of shape you
shit,
are.
That'll do
when
it.
We add the stress element, okay?
Yeah, stay awake for 72 hours. Yeah.
So, October 16th is a Friday. The great one, Evan Knappen, will be here with his gun law seminar and our shoot, don't shoot scenarios. August 25th, a Tuesday, 2 o'clock, after the badge. If you're a retired cop or active cop and a member of the range, the class is free for you. If not, it's $125, taught by our own Jan Gil Hooley, retired Secret Service agent. October 19th, we have a quick clock class at 5 p.m. August 22nd, we have Urban Pistol 1 at Cedar Grove. August 22nd, we have RSO at Woodland Park Range. September 6th, we have Prepping 101 at 2 in the afternoon. And September 12th, we have Urban Pistol 2 at Cedar Grove at 9 a.m. Take one of our urban classes and let's see how you do, Chubby, whoever that is.
And remember, October 3rd is the Safe Conference in New Jersey in Vineland.
NJSafeCon.net.
NJSafeCon.net. Well, you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. We kid you a lot, but we love it. Please, guys, each one reach one. Please try to, if you can, $25. I will not comply. Great t-shirt. Say goodbye, Winston. Good boy. All right, we'll see you all, guys, next week.